Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
Well, Dustin, I just talked to you. This is Dan Martell. It is so, it's like to get the same person. Are you the only person working? Because that is so so awesome. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, very, right, such a nice talk. Address is 16340 Lower Harbor Road, Suite 1, Number 4, Brookings, Oregon, 97415.
Thank you. And I did get the account pulled up for you, and how may I assist you?
Well, we just talked a little while ago about a refund of $116.95, and I had gone into my bank for a dispute. They said that, you know, and they contacted today saying that they closed it out, and okay, fine, you know, it's not the end of the world, it's just a few dollars. But anyway, the point is, I called and talked to you, and you said that they needed to contact you so they, you know, that they dropped the dispute. And so they said they can't contact phone, but they should be on your computer somewhere where they contacted and showed that they dropped today their dispute. But if not, you're going to send me a letter out today, and then I'll fax that to you if I have to do that. So that's where we're at with this right now.
Well, thank you. If you'll give me just a moment while I do look and see if there may be anything I can see, it will take just a moment.
Oh, absolutely. Take as long as you want.
Thank you. And I do want to thank you for your patience, since it is taking me just a moment to look and see what I can see for you.
I'm fine. I'm here, hon. It's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. And I do want to thank you. I do believe I do see what I may be able to do. However, it will be just a moment.
I'm sorry. Say again, please.
Yes, I said I'm looking just a little further into this, so it will be just one more moment.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so I did speak with my supervisor. They said we wouldn't have any way for you to fax that. However, they did inform me that sometimes if the bank reps just don't want to make the call, so what they would recommend doing is calling the bank and talking to a manager and see if the manager may would call, as usually the bank will call and let us know they've dropped a dispute.
Yeah, and you know what? I just got off the phone before I called you, and he, the man that I talked to, he went and talked to his supervisor, and he said the same thing you said, but that they don't make calls. It, from the fraudulent part of being that it could be anybody. I just look, you know, I'm still working as a volunteer in law enforcement. So my point is, primary, secondary, communication is who I am. And the fact is that, you know, we have to call people. We have to talk to them some way or another. That's why we have phones, computers, and, you know, all that good stuff, electronics, the science of it all. So I guess I'm just going to be out 113.65. I will be ordering your product again because it's right now I've got enough of it to last me a while. So you're not losing a customer, that's for sure. You're just getting that. Yeah, or if I can get a credit for 119 and get a next product, that'd be fine too. But I've looked you up on research, and your company has great products. And so I stay with people that I like. And so although we may not resolve this, we will still order your product.
Well, I'm glad to hear you really are enjoying the product, and I really wish there was more I would be able to do. However, my supervisor did inform me that without the bank calling, there wouldn't be anything we would be able to do, as there isn't any way for us to get a fax of that paper.
And so we can't fax anything to you or mail it to you?
I'm sorry, there wouldn't be any way for us to get that. They did inform me that the phone call would be the only way we'd have of being able to do that.
I'm a little more upset with my bank than, of course, with anything, because their communication of not going to call. Yeah, but I'm gonna call them again tomorrow. Maybe it'll be somebody else on board and then make the call. What's so hard about making a call? You know, that's what we do in life. You know, and we don't have a computer. So, well, thank you for your time, and we'll just see how it goes down the road. But we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling OMAX Health, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
You too, for sure. Bye now.